Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman. Now, in the studio with me this morning from Factory Espresso, Nick Gleeson's with me. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Gilly. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you, mate. How's things going down at Factory?
Oh, mate, we are going up a gear. Wine week. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, a show that is coming up, two shows, in fact, this Friday and Saturday night. You've got some big names coming to town.
Big names. So we've got Matt O'Kine, the absolute legend that is, and also Julia Wilson, Emma Malik, Orange returning wreckers. Now, I got to say, our first show sold out super fast. Matt was kind enough to bung on a second.
Okay, and that is on this Saturday, the 19th of October. You still can get tickets, but as with the first show, this one will sell out as well. And he's online with us this morning. Matt O'Kine, good morning.
Boys, how's it going?
Yeah, going really well, mate. Thanks for joining us. Back to Orange, you're looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely. Nick Gleeson calling me an absolute legend, knowing full well that I was on the phone and could hear him. He's already trying to butter me up like he butters up his sourdough at the cafe there.
I love that.
Yeah, mate. Now, congratulations on what you got going on. Firstly, the other guy that's on stand at the moment, congratulations on that. That's huge.
Yeah, thanks. We're making second season at the moment. It's in the can, and we're going to be announcing a release date pretty soon, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, now tell me about the book, your debut novel, Being Black and Chicken and Chips. What's this about?
Oh, look, it's about a 12-year-old boy who's just trying to start high school while his mum dies of cancer. It doesn't sound hilarious, but I promise it's funny. It's funny. It's a comedy, I promise.
Okay, all right. It's out now, so everyone should get a copy. Are you going to put one under everyone's seat at the show on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll be like Oprah, but instead of a car, it'll be a book. And actually, everyone won't get one. Maybe just one person will get one, and they'll all have to share it by reading a chapter each.
Well, mate, what I'm hoping is we have a lucky door prize, and then the real lucky ones get a like audio book in person, and that will be the show.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually thinking we lock the doors and no one can leave until they've bought a copy and reviewed it on Goodreads.
Fantastic. So, I'm up for that.
You better have lots of coffee ready for them, mate, because we're going to be up all night.
That's right. Oh, licensed, mate. We're licensed. Don't forget that.
Yeah, of course.
Now, you've been around all over the world with your comedy act, and I'm looking at a bit of a CV here of some of the artists, the comedians that you have worked with. It's some big names right through to David Chappelle. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy when you're working with people that you've just, you know, you've looked up to for years, and it's always exciting. Some of the biggest venues in the world, the Opera House, all that, going to after parties with them, it's exciting. I'm expecting my gigs in Orange this weekend to be just as big.
Mate, I can't wait to rub shoulders with someone who's rubbed shoulders with Dave Chappelle. I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
I haven't watched them since that. That was 5 years ago, so they're pretty dirty shoulders, to be honest.
You'll fit right in. Awesome.
Now, the last show that you had, Nick, at the Factory Espresso, we ended up with the comics at one of Orange's finest establishments in the early hours of the morning. So just get ready for that one, Matt. It could be a late night, early morning.
Oh, that's what I expect. I don't do it any other way. I've got a 6-month-old daughter now, so I'm pretty used to functioning on little sleep. So I'm match fit. Trust me, I'll be up all night. No worries.
Well, careful what you wish for, because as you know, this is going to air, mate, during wine week. Strap yourself in. There'll be a lot of people going, "Oh, Kine, you promised."
Yeah, well, I hold true on my words. I'm a big fan of. I'm loving some petty gnats at the moment, loving a bit of funky skin contact white. So trust me, I am ready and willing.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. That's a first there, Orange. That's a first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how's the craft beer scene in Orange these days?
Oh, mate, it's fantastic. Like, strap yourself in. Don't peek too early, mate. We've got plenty to get through. Two shows. We'll discover it all.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, I can't wait. It's exciting to actually spend a weekend there. Last time I was only there overnight, so I'm really looking forward to being able to, you know, head around town, meet some people, and then jump up both nights. It's exciting.
Absolutely. Last time, it was just about 2 years ago, he just put his toe in, and now he's going head first, straight in.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Matt O'Kine's our guest this morning, the multi-talented comedian, actor, presenter. If it's not been done by Matt, it's not worth doing in the comedy scene. Mate, we look forward to seeing you this Friday and Saturday at Factory Espresso. Now, Nick, how do you get tickets?
Yeah, tickets are on our brand new spanking website, factoryespresso.com.au.
Fantastic. Matt, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the weekend.
Boys, can't wait. Thanks for having me.